哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，Peace be brothers and sisters。
啊，今天开始，我们有圣工人员的讲习会。
Today we have the Holy Worker Seminar。
啊，小弟啊，想用以西结书里面的一些重要的意象，跟大家一起来查考分享。
I want to study with all of you, with some images that visions.Mentioned in the book of Ezekiel.
啊，那么我有给大家准备一份讲义哦。
I prepared some study sheets for you.
啊，不好意思啊，只有中文。
I apologize for that. We only got Chinese version.
啊，因为时间比较赶了，没有办法把它翻出英文啊。
Because I don't have enough time to translate it into English.
啊，以后啊，下一次啊，你们叫这边的、啊、那么多青年啊，那么多人才，以后可以帮忙把它翻成英文给大家做参考。
Next time, our brothers and sisters here can help us to translate it.
好，那么我们先看我们这个所谓的第一课啊，以西结书的简介。
Let's look at the lesson one says the introduction of the book of Ezekiel.
还有第二页的本书的大纲啊。
And the second page is
the outline of the book.
The outline of the book.
啊，这两页、啊、都不是我自己写的啊，这次我都抄的，我很诚实啊，抄的就要讲出来。
These two pages was not written by me, I copied it from someone else.
啊，不能以为自己写的好像很厉害这样。
It does not belong to me.
啊，那之后的那些就是自己写的了啊。
Then the rest I wrote it myself.
因为背景那些不可能自己写，历史就是历史啊，没有的编的。
I could not just make something up.For the history.
啊，所以那个简介还有 outline 呢，都是外面的参考书那边、拿出来的。
So the introduction and the outline was copied from the books.
啊，那么历史啊，大概都相同了，只是一些参考。
For the history, it was just for your reference.
那我们看这个写作的背景啊。
We can look up at the background of the written.
我们常常读旧约的先知书啊。
Often we read the prophet.
Book in the Old Testament.
The book in the Old Testament.
啊，到底他们在什么时候写的呢？
When was it written?
啊，我们就记得以色列国的历史，知道一点点就好了。
We have to remember the history of the
Israelites. 啊，因为他们呢、啊，以前被神拣选了、啊，从埃及啊出来到迦南地啊。
When they first chosen by God, came out from the From the Egypt and going into the Canaan.
那么进到迦南地之后呢，他们就成立了他们自己的国家了。
After they enter into Canaan, they built their own country.
第一个王是谁？记不记得
？Who is the first king?
哈？扫罗哈，第一个王啊 ，first king 啊，就是扫罗。
The first king was Saul.
但是呢，因为他一下子都变骄傲了，所以神就不要他啊、哦。
But he became proud and God.Dismiss him.
啊，第二个王叫什么名字
？Who is the second one?
啊 ，Irene， 大卫王是没错了啊。
大卫王呢，就是啊，接下来做王的。
King David is the following.
啊，他的故事很出名，在撒母耳记上下都记载得很清楚。
And his story was written in First and Second Samuel.
他是神合神心意的王。
He is the king that God likes.
啊，那么他死后呢？他的儿子啊，接触他做王了。
After he died, his son become the king.
叫什么名字？这个所罗门啊，这是可以说啊，全世界啊，曾经是最聪明的人了、
啊。He was the most
wise king 啊 ，at the time 啊，神给他很大的智慧。
God gave him wisdom.
但是呢，因为他后来年老的时候就拜偶像。
However, at his later times, he worshipped the idols.
啊，因为啊，他娶了很多外邦的太太。
Because he got lots of wives from the foreign.
所以啊，虽然很聪明，但是到老的时候都变得很笨。
Although he was wise, but then his later time he became a fool.
这里告诉我们一点啊，最聪明的人呢、啊，也有可能做最愚蠢的决定。
He tells us, wise man may make a stupid decision.
啊，因为这个智慧啊，不一定不是长久的，有时候不小心呢、啊，还是会做错事情啊。
The wisdom will not be eternal. If we are not careful, we'll do something wrong.
啊，所以他啊。犯罪拜偶像，所以后来他死后呢，国家就分裂了。
Because he worshipped the idols, therefore his kingdom was divided.
啊，分成南北朝啊。
It becomes the north and the south.
啊，分别是罗波安还有耶罗波安啊 ，Roboam and Jeroboam. 啊，所谓的南朝啊，还有北朝了。
Yeah, the south country and the north country.
所以这个时候呢，一个国家呢就分裂成了两个国家了。
Therefore, the one kingdom divided into two.
那么北方那个国家呢比较坏。
The north country was a bad one.
啊，常常拜偶像。
They worship the idols.
从一开始就拜偶像了。
From the beginning, they worship the idols.
做了两个金牛犊。
They created two gold crafts.
啊，要百姓去拜。
They asked the people to worship it.
神很生气。
God was furious.
啊，差遣很多先知啊，去叫他们回来。
He sent lots of the prophets to ask them to come back.
他们都不听。
But nobody listened.
所以最后呢，神就在
这个日期啊，可能要记一下啊，在主前的722年啊。
Therefore, in 722 BC.
这个很好记啊，722，主前722年。
722 BC.
啊，就神呢，借着一个国家就把北国啊消灭掉了。
God used another country to destroy the northern country.
啊，知不知道这个国家是谁
？And who is it? Does you know?
啊，亚述哈，这是 Assyria 亚述哈。
好了，毁灭了之后呢？
南朝看到啊，哇，我们的北方邻居被毁灭了，他们应该本来要悔改才对的。
After the north country was destroyed, the south saw it. Originally, they should be returned to God.
但是他们都不悔改。
However, they did not.
继续的拜偶像。
They continue worshiping the idols.
还拜得更厉害。
And they make it more severe.
啊，所以在597年的时候啊。
Therefore, in 597 BC.
神啊，就容许另外一个国家的人啊，叫做巴比伦人啊。
God allowed the Babylon.
第一次呢，来侵略这个犹大。
To attack them.
啊，把一些啊贵族啊一些人啊掳去巴比伦啊。
They capture some of the nobles and the kingsmen.
啊，其中呢，这一批掳到的人呢，包括以西结在里面。
And within these people, Ezekiel was in them.
啊，因为以西结啊，当时是一个祭司的这个身份，很尊贵的身份。
Ezekiel was
出生一个祭司的家庭啊 ，was from a priesthood family.
He was from a priesthood family.
但是呢，都被掳到去巴比伦了。
However, he was being captured.
那我们先来看以西结书第一章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 1.
啊，以西结书第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
啊，以西结书第一章第一节，当三十年四月初五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了，得见神的异象。这个就给我们解释了为什么以西结在巴比伦那边那个加巴鲁河呢？就是因为他已经之前被掳去的。
Here it explains why Ezekiel was beside the Kabar River because he was being captured.
啊，那么。
在这个时候呢，以西结就开始为神做工了，在597年就开始为神做工了。
And in 597 BC, Ezekiel was starting working for God.
啊，做为神传讲这个信息啊，传了二十几年了。
He has been spreading God's message for 20 some years.
那么一直到啊，我们这个历史啊，第一次告诉我们呢，到主前的586年了。
Until 586 BC,
神就借着这个巴比伦把南朝也通通也毁灭掉了。
God used Babylon to attack the south and destroy it.
所以啊，这从这个时候开始就没有圣殿了，没有耶路撒冷，通通弄烂了。
Therefore, there was no more Jerusalem and no more temple.
所以啊，
从586年开始哈，那些被掳到巴比伦的人听到家乡被毁坏这个消息就很伤心很失望。
When at 586 when all the people heard their country was being destroyed, they were really sad.
啊，觉得很绝望啊。
And they were really sad and
hopeless.
Hopeless.
啊，
所以就是在这种情况之下。神拣选这个以斯帖，在这一段的这个时期啊，这个黑暗啊，别人犯罪啊，绝望这个时期啊，来传讲了很多信息。
Therefore, at this time of darkness, God sent Ezekiel to spread his
message. 啊，所以我们今天也要来查考以斯帖的这个信息。
Therefore, today we need to understand this message.
那么我们来看这个第二段哦。
Let us read the second passage.
第二段的第三行啊，第三行啊，要有一些改正啊。所以先知为了安慰绝望中的鲁民啊， 开始宣布上帝的安慰啊，这个上帝把它改成神啊，因为这个是外面的参考资料，我们把它改正啊。
We need to change the God into the words that we say.
要讲上帝了啊？为什么顺便讲一讲了？为什么外教会啊，或是天主教啊，都讲上帝，我们这些出教会不讲上帝呢？有谁知道
？Why do we use other terms as God with？
啊，大家没有。来参考，因为别人都有问啊，尤其是跟我们其他的基督教朋友说，哎，我们都讲上帝，为什么你们不讲上帝
？Why do we use other terms than the other denominations？
来，再来，有没有其他的哈分享参考？圣经啊，有分两版啊，是上帝版或者是神字版啊，这是。两种很多，我们都用作神字版，因为我们正耶稣教会从一开始啊，就不用上帝这个名字了。为什么呢？
There are two kinds of versions with different terms of God.
好。啊。啊，是啦，啊，其实是讲得非常准确啊。是上帝这个名字呢，是早期啊，这个西洋的传教士啊，他们也翻译圣经啊，他们用的这个 terms， 然后把神翻成上帝。
These terms were the old
early
missions that they translated into、
啊。因为他们觉得啊，中国啊，满天神火、啊，那么其中最大那个都是玉皇大帝啊。
Yeah, because in Chinese there are a lot ofGod and Godness around, and the biggest one, they use this term.
啊，所以把神啊这个字啊翻成上帝的，对本地的中国人呢就很容易介绍，反正都是那个玉皇大帝嘛，都差不多嘛，所以就把它这样翻了。
Therefore, they translate it to let the common Chinese people know.
但是呢，其实这个不合乎圣经的啊。
However, this was not according to the Bible.
圣经就是讲神就是神啊，很清楚的，我们就把它称为神就好了。
God is God in the Bible.
啊，所以我们不讲上帝啊。
Therefore, we don't use other terms.
但是我们明白了，如果看到其他的书啊，讲到上帝就只是神啊。
Then, when we read other books, we know this term means God.
啊，那么主题特色啊，这里讲到一些背景啊。
Here it says some backgrounds about.
啊，因为我们这只有五堂而已，没有办法把整卷书很深入。
Because we only have five sermons to talk about, we cannot tell you about everything.
但是我们看这个以西结书的时候啊，有几个主题啊要抓住了。
When we talk about the book of Ezekiel, there are something that we must catch onto.
啊，这里所给我们的一个背景啊，第一个主题就是要我们了解啊，神会安慰当时的选民啊，这个从历史啊，历史的背景啊。
The first thing we need to know is God will comfort His chosen people.
因为我们读圣经啊，要先从属肉体的，还有当时的历史背景来了解。
When we read the Bible, we must notice the historical background.
想想看，如果你在那个时候，百姓犯罪，然后国家被掳，什么都没有了，那个时候很绝望。
Imagine, let's say your country was destroyed and you have nothing, and you are helpless.
这个时候，神借着以西结这些意象啊、信息啊，就鼓励当时的百姓。
At this time.God used Israel to see the visions to give encouragement and comforts to his people.
所以这个是第一个历史的层面。
This is the first phase of the history.
第二个重要性呢，我们就要讲啊，这个属灵的真教会的建立啊。
And the second point that we need to know is in building of the spiritual church.
The one true church.
The one true church.
因为啊。这个以西结不是只讲历史而已，圣经并不是只是讲历史，如果只讲历史就不用看了，不一定要看它了。
Bible does not only refer to the history
啊，要讲
借着这个以前这个事情来预表啊，末后的真教会啊要怎么来建立。
And from this vision that Israel sees refers to the later time of the true church
啊，第三点呢，我们就是要看了这个末世的末后的预言了啊。
And the first point is we have to read the later time of the prophecy
of the end time 啊。
The prophecy of the end time。
好，那么以西结里面讲到很多末世要发生什么事情那个预言在里面。
Because here it records a lot of the prophecy of the end time。
但是我们这五堂啊没有办法讲很多，所以啊这一次我们只会 focus 啊还第二点啊这个。属灵的真教会的建立。
Yeah, because of the time, we only gonna focus on the one true church.
因为啊，我们这次是圣工人员的讲习会。
Because we are the Holy Worker Seminar.
啊，这是从以西结啊那些意象给我们这些圣工人员呢有什么的启示呢
？We need to know what does Ezekiel reflect to us.
啊，那么第一堂啊，我们就想跟大家来分享啊这个四活物的意象。
And the first lesson I'm going to share with you with the four living things.
Creatures.
The creatures.
我们请看第一章的第四节啊。
Let's read verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
以西结书第一章第四节。
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 1, verse 4.
啊，我观看见狂风从北方刮来，随着有一朵包括神力火的大云，周围有光辉，从其中的火内发出好像光耀的金晶。第五节。又从其中显出四个活物的形象，他们的形象是这样的，有人的形象。第六节，各有四个脸，四个翅膀，他们的腿是直的，脚掌好像牛犊子蹄，都灿烂如光明的铜。在四个翅膀以下有人的手，这四个活物的脸和翅膀乃是这样。第九节，翅膀彼此相接，行走并不转身，巨个直往前行。第十节，直于脸的形象，前面各有人的脸，右边有狮子的脸，左边有牛的脸，后边各有鹰的脸。第十一节，各展开上边的两个翅膀相接，各以下边的两个翅膀遮体。第十二节，他们巨各往前行，灵往那里去，他们就往那里去，行走并不转身。第十三节，至于是活物的形象，就如烧着的火炭的形象，又有火把的形象，火在四活物中间上去下来，这火有光辉，从火中发出闪电，这活物往来奔走，好像闪电一般，电光一般闪。这里告诉我们四活物的第一个意象是非常非常的特别。
Here tells us, it was really special of the image.
啊，我们看起来好像啊不懂这个到底是什么东西啊。
We did not know what this creature was.
但是呢，圣经给我们一些答案。
However, the Bible gives us the answer.
首先呢，这个四活物是什么呢？
What is the for living creature?
我们请来看这个以西结书的第十章啊。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 10.
啊，第十章啊，这个四活物又再出现了。
In chapter 10, this creature appears again.
啊，我们请来看这个十章十八节。
Let's turn to chapter 10, verse 18.
耶和华的荣耀从殿的门间那里出去，停在基路伯以上。这里讲到有基路伯的出现。
Here says the cherubim.
那么第二十节，
And verse 20.
这是我在加巴鲁河边所见以色列神荣耀以下的活物，我就知道他们是基路伯。这里啊，以西结给我们一个解释了。
In here, Ezekiel gave us an explanation.
他在以前看过这个四活物的意象呢，其实他们原来是天使的当中啊最高级的。最重要工作的那个天使叫基路伯。
He saw this living creature before actually was the highest of
the angels,
of the angels, which is the cherubim.
啊，这个天使啊，按照当时的记载啊，是守护在这个月柜啊，月柜顶上有两个天使啊，来盖住这个月柜，就是基路伯了。
And this cherubim was actually in front of the
Of the on the ark,
covered
the ark,
and covered the ark.
啊，这个就是基路伯了。
And this is the cherubim.
但是我们看回来第以西结书的第一章第五节啊。
And let's turn back to chapter 1 verse 5.
这里说我们刚刚这个四个活物的形象呢，形状是这样，有人的形象啊。
And it here says the fully living creature has.The image of man.
啊，这里也告诉我们，既然有人的形象，也是对着我们今天人讲的。
And it refers to us also.
就是要我们今天所谓的神的选民啊，神的圣工人员，都要学习这个基路伯的这个活物的形象。
All us that is chosen by God, we must learn from this living creature.
啊，可以预表着有美好灵性的信徒或者是工人。
It refers to whoever that has the good spiritual. workers.
啊，那么我们来看这个四活物到底像什么东西啊？
And let us look on, actually, what was this four living creature looks like?
第一点呢、啊，这里说有它有人的脸呢、哦。
It says it has man's face.
啊，这个在第十节啊，这脸的形象前面各有人的脸。
And if, you records in verse 10, and the faces look like this.
啊 ，human being 啊。
Look like the human being.
这个很重要。
This is important.
啊，今天我们要学习做圣工。
Today we are learning to serve the Lord.
到底圣工人员讲修要讲什么呢？
And what are we supposed to say in doing the holy work?
当然我们可以讲很多世界的理论 ,management, 管理学的理论怎么把教会管好行政做得很好。
We could, say a lot of things about the management.
啊怎么样把教会的 accounting system 做得很完美。
And how to, control our accounting system.
啊也可以讲怎么样把我们的会堂啊打理得很好。
Or we can say, how do we, take care of our church.
但是这个是不是最重要的呢？
Oh, is it the most important thing?
这是重要但不是最重要的。
This is important, but not the most.
最重要的是在做圣工之前啊，我们先学习怎么做人。
The most important is before we do the holy work, we must learn how to do like be a man.
啊 ，be a human being 啊。那我在记得我在读神学的时候啊。
I remember when I was learning
theology 啊，其中有一个长老老师啊，就叫我们这些年轻的传道。
An elder taught us.
啊，他说传道人啊、哦、
，a preacher
啊，中文是传道的人，我们都会叫传道嘛啊，传道传道
，a preacher in Chinese。
他告诉我们这几个神学生啊，要学当传道之前呢、啊，先会怎么做人。
And he taught us, before we learn how to preach, we must learn how to be a man.
啊，不要只是说哦，我怎么会讲，怎么会讲。
Don't just say, oh, what I learned to say.
如果人做不好了，你之后做其他事情了，都是白讲的。
If you does not perform well as a man, whatever you do does not succeed.
今天呢、啊，有人外邦人在讲话的时候都会骂人嘛。
Today, the Gentiles when they say they start, rebuke each other.、
啊、他怎么骂呢？通常啊。通常如果很生气的时候都会骂对方啊你不是人啊你不是人啊
When they rebuild, you're not a man.
啊为什么呢很生气就说你为什么会这样子
When they are angry, they will say,、啊、why are you being like this?
我们打开报纸看到哇谋杀啦强暴啦。
When we open the newspaper, we know a murdering rap.
真的现在越看报纸啊越觉得说现在的人啊真的不像人了、啊。
And when we notice nowadays, man is,、啊、does not belong to、啊、be like a man.
有些父亲啊哇为了跟太太离婚啊婚居了我回去把孩子砍死啊一起自杀。
Some of the, fathers, they kill their children because they got divorced、
啊、
with their wives.
有一些变态的父亲啊这样子啊性侵害自己的孩子啊。
And there were, other,things around as well.
所以今天我们越看报纸越发觉、啊、现代人、啊、很多、啊、已经不像人了。
So nowadays we notice man does not be, behaving like a man.、
啊、中国人有句话说虎毒、啊、不吃子、啊、就是老虎很毒但是不会吃自己的儿子。
In a Chinese thing says that、even though the tiger was,、was furious and they did not eat their children.
那今天人会不会吃自己的儿子呢？
Will a man eat their children?
不一定会吃的但是会杀、
啊。Not really, or they might just kill them.
啊，今天人怎么会对自己怎么样会对自己的配偶呢？
How do they, perform their life with their spouse?
啊，有一些会谋杀，会陷害啊。
Some of them may kill, or they might do other things around.
连动物世界都不会这样子了。
In the living creatures world, they won't do themselves.
所以啊，今天呢，很多人呢已经不像人了。
Therefore, today man does not behave like a man.
这里做这里四活物第一个形象，首先你要像一个人。
And the first thing here, the first thing you need to do is to behave like a man.
什么叫做一个真的人呢
？How to perform become a, real man?
我们请看以弗所书第四章二十四节。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
第四章二十四节
Chapter 4, verse 24
以弗所书第四章二十四节
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24
并且穿上新人这新人是照着神的形象造的有真理的仁义和圣洁再读一下
And to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness
啊，这里告诉我们呢，什么叫做真的人啊
Here tells us what does it mean to be a new man
什么叫做形象
What is the image
一个真的人呢，应该有神的形象的
A new man must have the image of God
啊，父母生孩子出来这个孩子像父母是很应该的
When a son was born he looks like his parents.
啊，就像我那个 baby 啊，最小那个，别人都说最像我。
It was just like my little son that everybody says he looks like me.
有一次我在教会讲到，下面我太太跟 baby 在婴儿房。
Once I was in the church on preaching a sermon, and my son and my wife were sitting down there.
啊，有个姐妹啊，看到我的小 baby 啊 ，Titus。
A sister saw my little baby Titus.
又看到我在电视里面讲到。
And he saw me preaching.
他说这个是。就是没有戴眼镜的杨志豪嘛。
He say, this is the one, this is Tim with all the glasses.
哇，连头发会翘起来都很像。
It looks like, even the hair looks like me.
哇，所以啊，爸爸听了就很高兴啊。
And I was so glad about this.
啊，虽然不一定很好看，但是起码很像我。
Although he might not be handsome, but at least looks like me.
他学得很快啊，不单只那个样子像，那个模样也像啊。
And his action looks like me also.
有一次我们三个在家里祷告。
There was one step we are praying.
这个小 baby 啊，就走过来。
This little baby came to me.
啊，走过来，打我们的头，打我们的头。
And he was punching on my head.
你为什么打我们的头呢
？And I asked him, why do you punch my head?
原来家庭聚会的时候，他看到我在帮忙按手祷告。
Because he looked that I was praying for each other.
学我大人的哇，爸爸原来可以打人家的头，他去打别人的头。
And he was looking at me, and he learned.
就是学爸爸的形象，但这样是不对的。后来说不可以这样，不可以这样。
Then of course I told him you cannot do this.
所以这是学爸爸吗
？He was just learning me.
所以人应该要学神才对啊。
Therefore, man must learn like God.
什么是学呢？有真理的仁义有圣洁啊。
We must learn to have righteousness and holiness.
什么叫怎么叫真理的仁义呢
？What is
righteousness 呢
？Righteousness
就是做神要我们做的事。
To do the things that God wants us to do.
圣洁呢，就是不犯罪。
Holiness is not to sin.
这样才像一个人啊。
Therefore we can become like a man.
所以今天也是一样。
So therefore today we must learn this.
要学习做圣工之前啊，先学做一个真的人。
Before we learn to do the holy work, we must learn to be a man.
因为如果做一个好的人，真的人，神就会同工了。
When we become like a man, God will be with us.
如果人做的不好。
If we does not perform like a man,
神都不喜欢我们。
God does not like us.
那不用讲什么哇，发展了大计划了，或者是什么技巧了。
Then we don't need to say anything more.
所以，是活物第一个就是它有人的脸啊。
Then the first thing of the living creature was having the faces of man.
那人的脸长什么样的呢
？But how does the face look like?
我们不要只讲属灵啊，有时候我们看看自己的脸长怎么样啊。
Do not just say upon the spiritual. Let's.
我们都喜欢拍照嘛。
We all know like to take photos.
拍照很好玩，明明你不想笑的，拍照人都会说一二三来笑。
Although you don't like to smile, when we take the photos, we will smile.
因为我们知道拍照要笑才好看。
Because we know when we take the photo, we must smile.
没有看到说我很生气的时候，等一下，来给你拍一张生气的照。
We would not say, oh, when we are angry and take a photo of that.
生气拍照就不好看了。
When we are angry and took a photo, it does not good.
真的，有时候你试试看啊，生气的时候照镜子啊，你真的不像你自己。
When you're angry, let's look in the mirror and it does not like you.
生气的样子啊，像什么脸呢
？The angry face, what does it look like?
生气的样子啊，有时候像野兽的脸啊，像狮子。
It looks like a lion.
那个样子哦。那个听说啊，那个生气的时候啊，那个皱眉头啊，那肌肉啊，会比笑的时候还多啊，所以很不好。
When you're angry, that's not look good.
最生气的时候啊，有时候变得魔鬼的脸。
And
吓死人啊。
You're more severe when you're angry. It looks like
不像人的脸啊，会吓死人。
It looks like the devil.
连猫狗看到都会跑开啊。
Even the dogs and the cats looks and they ran away.
所以啊，这里说是活物啊，第一个，我们真的要像一个人的脸啊，有这个神的形象在我们里面。
We must have the image of God within us.
所以这个我在讲义里面写啊，最后一句啊，这个人的脸那边啊，人做好啊，神就同工啊。
And I wrote that when you behave like a man, then God will be with you.
人品啊，比恩赐来的重要。The character.
The character of yourself is much weight more than
the gift.
The gift.
恩赐很重要，要做工作。
The gift is important, but you must work on your own.
但是不是恩赐就可以把圣工做好了
？When even though you just have the gift, does not mean that you will do the work well.
有神同工才有办法做把工作做好啊。
Only when God is with you, then you can perform well.
所以要人的脸像这个真的人。
Therefore, we must perform like a real man.
好了，第二个脸呢
And the second phase.
我们请看回来以西结书第一章。
Let's turn back to the book of Ezekiel chapter 1.
第十节。
Verse 10.
这里说右面各有狮子的脸。
And it says on the right side, each has the face of a lion.
啊，狮子啊是百兽之王。
A lion is the king of the creatures.
我们请看箴言第三十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言第三十章。
Proverbs chapter 30.
啊，第三十节。
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30.
啊，箴言三十章三十节。
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30.
就是狮子乃是百兽中最为猛烈，无所躲避。这里告诉我们的狮子是最厉害的。
It tells us the lion is the mighty among the beasts.
狮子啊，是平原的王啊，百兽之王啊。
He is the king of the creatures.
所以卡通啊，要 Lion King 啊。
Therefore, we know that the cartoons have the Lion King.
因为狮子什么都不怕。
Because he does not afraid of anything.
他都要躲，别人都要躲他，他不用躲别人。
And every other creatures has to run away from him.
啊，我们去这个肯亚的时候啊，从去那个大平原里面呢、啊，看到狮子。
When I was in Kenya and saw the lion.
啊，狮子啊，它真的是啊，在这个平原当中啊，躲在那边的，准备喜欢就找食物，不喜欢就躲在那边，不用怕别人的。
He hides in the prairies and he does not afraid of any other creature.
但是他要找食物的时候啊，就会勇往直前。
When he is hunting for the food, he was so brave.
啊，这个就是来鼓励我们了、啊。我们当一个圣工人员或者神的儿女，我们要勇敢，要刚强。
This is tells us that when we are working, we must have the brave and we must be encouraged.
啊，要 very aggressive 啊，来做圣工的时候啊，要救人的灵魂的时候啊，什么都不要怕。
And we need to be aggressive and does not afraid of anything when we are saving others' lives.
啊，圣经里这样也形容我们的主耶稣。
And in the Bible, it tells us about Jesus.
我们请看启示录第五章第八节。
Let's turn to Revelation. Chapter 5.
啊，启示录第五章第八节。
Revelation chapter 5, verse 8.
啊，启示录第五章第八节。
Verse 5, chapter 8.
啊，这里应该写错了，不是五章第八节啊。有一个地方讲它是犹大的狮子啊。这里大家帮我找一下啊。好。哎，第五章第五节，对不起啊，第五章第五节，我们一起读啊。
Chapter 5, verse 5.
一二三。长老中有一位对我说，不要哭，看啊，犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根，他已得胜，他已展开那书卷，揭盖了其印。这里讲得很清楚，主耶稣是犹大的狮子。
Here says Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah.
主耶稣为了救我们呢、啊，什么都不怕。
Jesus wants to save us. He was not afraid.
他从天上降为人间。
He came from the heaven.
面对人间很多的苦难。
And face a lot of the tribulation.
所以我们这个把五章八节改成五章五节哈。
Let's change to chapter 5 verse 5.
有人说什么人最勇敢？
Who is the bravest?
Who is the bravest man on earth? 谁勇敢呢？有人说是不是那些战士啊，打仗的人呢？
Are they the soldiers?
是不是那些哦肌肉很多的人呢？
Are they who have the most muscles?
是不是很会打功夫的人呢？
Or are they who knows kung fu?
不是的。
No.
谁最勇敢？
Who is the most brave?
啊，有人说啊，当一个妈妈，她的儿子遇到最危险的时候啊，哇，这个妈妈什么都不怕，冲过去救她儿子。
When they say when a son was encounter dangerous, the mother does not count anything and save him.
我记得在那个前几年呢，在看过香港有一篇新闻的报道。
I remember a few years ago there was a news.
有个孩子啊，他被不一个什么不小的东西啊，100多公斤的东西压住啊。
Children was being pressed by a heavy thing.
他妈妈看到了。
And the mother noticed.
冲过去，冲过去。
Ran over.
哦、不知道哪里来的一个神奇的力量，哇，就把那个东西推开，哇，
then、
救他儿子啊。
She just push it away.
那个妈妈只有五六十公斤呢，不太可能推个一两百公斤的东西。
And it was impossible for her to push such a heavy thing.
但是她看到她儿子被那个东西压住。
But then when she saw her son was being,
她不顾一切，不顾一切。
She does not care about anything.
完全把这不知道从哪来的力量就把这个东西推开、啊。
And she used her most strength and push it away.
所以什么东西最勇敢？
And who is the bravest?
啊，母爱啊，为了救自己的孩子最勇敢啊。
A mother's love.
所以主耶稣为了救我们。
When Jesus wants to save us,
什么都不怕。
He does not count anything.
连十字架的苦难他都不怕。
He doesn't even afraid of the cross.
他也来拯救我们。
And he saved.
所以我们也要学习主耶稣啊。
Therefore, we must learn this from Jesus.
我们看路加福音的第十三章哦。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音第十三章。
Luke chapter 13.
路加福音第十三章啊，第三十一节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 31.
十三章三十一节。正当那时，有几个法利赛人对耶稣说：“离开这里去吧，因为希律想要杀你。”三十二节。
32.
耶稣说：“你们去告诉那个狐狸，说今天、明天我赶鬼治病，第三天我的事就成全了。”第三十三节。
33.
所以是这样，今天、明天、后天，我必须往前行，因为先知在耶路撒冷以外丧命是不能的。你看主耶稣就是那么勇敢。
We can see how brave Jesus was.
别人跟他讲，希律王要杀你哦。
When people tell him the King Herod wants to kill you.
哇，可能换别人，换我们就赶快跑啊，赶快逃啊。
Or else we might just flee away.
但主耶稣时候到了。
But Jesus knows the time comes.
我要往耶路撒冷去。
He has to go into Jerusalem.
十字架在等着我。
And he knows the cross was waiting for him.
今天、明天、后天，我必须往前行。
Therefore, today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must go forward.
他什么都不怕。
He does not afraid of anything.
只要是为神做的。
As long as he was doing this for God.
他会去面对。
He will face it.
因为他这样勇敢。
Because he was so brave.
连魔鬼都没有办法阻挡他救我们啊。
The devil does not have the strength to stop him.
今天我们做圣工也是一样。
Today when we are doing the holy work,
当然我们今天可能遇到的困难、并不是肉体的这个危险。
We might not face the physical danger.
但是我们可能会遇到很多的困难。
Or we might encounter lots of the problems.
有时候会失败。
Sometimes we might fail.
但是我们不要怕。
But we do not afraid.
我们要勇往直前。
We must go for it.
有时候做圣工是临战。
And doing the holy work is a spiritual battle.
有些时候啊，我们知道一些犯鬼的人啊。
A lot of times we know those who was captured by possessed by the demon.
这个时候教会要去帮忙祷告了。
This time the church needs to pray for them.
我们去祷告，我们就不能怕。
When we pray for them, we cannot be afraid.
我们要知道魔鬼应该要怕我们，不是我们怕他。
We need to know the devil is afraid of us, not us too afraid of him.
主耶稣跟我们同在。
Jesus was with us.
所以我们不要怕。
Therefore, we do not have to afraid.
所以要勇往直前啊。
Therefore, just go forward.
在非洲啊，开拓的时候。
When I was in Africa.
有一个传道长辈告诉我一个事情。
And a preacher told us about something.
他说他去传福音的时候。
When he was spreading the gospel.
那个时候肯雅才刚刚开始。
At that time, it was just the beginning.
教会啊，有一些假弟兄啊。
The church has a lot of the false members.
不是很多了，不是 a lot， 有几个了，有几个就够了啊。
Some is enough.
他以为是装起来说很信的，到后来发觉说也没有钱，没有钱就不信了。
They pretend to be they are so fervent about it, but then you don't have money, then they just left.
那时候我们教会就说我们没有钱了。
And our church say we don't have money.
有钱也不会给你，因为你不是真的。
Even we have money, we won't give you because you're not true.
那个假弟兄啊，那个面具就脱下来，就很凶啊。
And the face of the man turned and became so angry.
就跟那个传道人讲。
And he said,
他说你不给钱我。
If you don't give me money,
我就要去警察抓你。
I'll go to police and ask him to capture you.
因为你这边没有那个牌照可以传福音呢。
Because you don't have the license to preach the gospel here.
我会把警察把他找你把你放到监牢里面去来恐吓。
I will get you into the jail.
但是这位传道人他很勇敢。
And this preacher was so brave.
他跟那个假弟兄讲。
He said to him.
他说我在这边等你。
I'm waiting for you here.
你叫警察来吧，我跟你警察讲。
I'll talk to the police, just bring him here.
你有本事的就叫他来，我在这边等你，我不会跑的。
I'm waiting for you, I won't go away.
我没有做坏事。
I did nothing wrong.
我什么都不怕。
I'm not afraid of anything.
这个那个假弟兄根本就没有打警察来，那就跑掉了。
Therefore, this man didn't come back and just ran away.
所以魔鬼就是这样。
Devil was like this.
你怕他，他就让你更怕。
You're afraid of him, he will make you even more.
你靠神有勇敢，神那魔鬼就逃跑了。
If you rely on God, then the devil will turn away.
所以我们做圣工也要有狮子的脸。
Therefore, when we do the holy work, we must have the face of lion.
但是不要忘记，这个狮子的脸是对敌人的时候才拿出来的。
This face of the lion, we must face it to our enemy.
不是对家人的时候拿出
来。Not towards our family.
不是对先生拿出来的。
Not to our husband.
因为中国有句话什么河东狮啊。
Because Chinese saying there was a
East side lion. 形容太太很凶啊。河东狮啊。
The wife was so,
so fierce. 先生也不能回家就当万兽之王啊。
And the husband cannot become
the king of
the king
of the
beast, yeah.
这个狮子的脸是对敌人才拿出来的。
This face of the lion must face the enemy.
让我们呢有勇敢面对这个敌人呢，打胜他们呢。
Let us have the courage to fight against enemies.
那么我们再来看那个以西结书第一章哦。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter one.
以西结书第一章哦。
Ezekiel chapter one.
这个、第三个脸啊，就是牛的脸啊。
The third face was the face of ox.
我们这里写说牛啊，就是所有牲畜的王。
The he was all the creatures the king
of the livestock.
Of the livestock.
因为啊，所有的牲畜都是可以被养的，价值最高的就是牛了。
Because ox has the most value between the stocks.
就我们去非洲肯亚的时候。
When I was in Africa.
他们的财产用怎么来算的呢？
How do they count their belongings?
当然是有那个钞票啦。
Of course, they have the money.
但是最主要他们用牛来算。
But they use the ox to count.
如果去到你家里看到说，哇，你有十几条牛你就是有钱人。
If you saw that you have a ten something ox, then you are a rich man.
如果家里都没有牛，这个是穷人。
If you do not have any ox, then you are a poor man.
有时候看到一些青年，问你们什么时候结婚呢？
And when we saw some of the youth and we asked them when are they getting married?
青年摇摇头，我都没有牛啊，我岳父要十条牛我才可以娶这个姐妹。
And the youth who say, oh, I don't have any ox and the other party wants 10 ox.
因为在农业社会啊，有牛都是有财产。
Because in the culture, you have the ox and you're rich.
因为要耕田一定要有牛哦。
You need the ox to farm.
当然以前是没有那个拖拉机的，一定要靠牛。
A long time ago, when we don't have the machines, they need the ox to do it.
有一个弟兄有一块很大的地哦。
A brother he who has a piece of land.
我就问他说，你为什么一定要有牛啊？自己也可以挖。
Why do you must have the ox? You can still do it by yourself.
他说他没有钱，要租一条牛，租一两天。
He said, I don't have money, therefore I have to rent the ox for a few days.
他说那个田那么大，我在这边挖，挖好了再去挖别的地方，结果回来这个地就硬了。
草
就长出来了。
The land was so big that if I just do it by myself, when I come back again, the soil will become hard again.
我虽然没有拥有牛，也要去租别人的牛来租两天，帮我挖，把这个地翻土我才能够做，能够种田。
Even though I don't have money, I still need to rent.Ox to build to farm.
这里说四活物也长得很像牛。
You see, the four living creature looks like the ox.
代表有牛的这个美好的品德在里面了。
It has the good virtues of the ox here.
牛的品德是什么呢
？What is the good virtue here？
第一就是牛很勤劳的。
And first thing is he was hardworking.
你叫猪来耕田呢是没办法的。
You cannot ask a pig to do the farming.
牛呢哇每天工作他也是做到死。
The ox will keep working.
忍耐。
And it was patient.
虽然太阳很大。
Even though the sun was so bright.
很热。
It was so hot.
主人在后面打他叫他跑叫他做多一点。
And the master was beating him and asked him to do more.
但是呢牛不会 complain 啊。
And it would not complain.
只会默默地去做。
You just keep silence and keep doing.
牛也很忠心。
He is also
very faithful.
Very faithful.
我去啃养的时候那弟兄姐妹他说那个牛真的很忠心，有时候你叫他的名字那叫他一下他会过来的。
When you say his name, he will come.
牛也很柔和。
He also is gentle.
不会说乱发脾气啊。
It won't have a temper.
到最后牛就是牺牲了。
And at the end of time, then it just sacrificed.
尤其是非洲那种地方当这牛耕到最后没有什么体力的时候，就拿去杀。哇，那个牛肉比那个橡皮还硬。
And the end of the day, then when the ox was old, then we just kill it and eat it.
这么已经劳苦一辈子了，要被杀，要被卖牛肉。
And even though it was hardworking for his whole life, you have to get killed and sell it.
完全的牺牲奉献，把最后一点点的价值都贡献出来。
It was the whole sacrifice of his life.
主耶稣都是这样。
Jesus was like this.
我们请看马太福音第二十章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 20.
啊，马太福音第二十章二十七节。
Matthew chapter 20, verse 27.
马太福音第二十章二十七节。
Matthew chapter 20, verse 27.
二十七节这里说，谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。二十八节。
28.
正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍。乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。这就是主耶稣一生的写照。
This is the reflection of Jesus' life.
主耶稣来并不是要做王。
Jesus came does not to be the king.
主耶稣来就是要服侍人。
He came to serve.
他洗门徒的脚。
To wash the feet of his disciples.
到处去传福音就是为了要服侍人，要救人的灵魂。
To spread the gospel is to save everyone's life.
到最后呢，还是要被宰掉。
And at the end of the time, he was killed.
要舍命，把最后一点点剩余的价值都拿出来。
To sacrifice his life.
做多人的赎价。
As a ransom for many.
今天也是一样。
Therefore today.
我们教会，我们大家的一些做圣工，就是要向主耶稣。
We must learn this from Jesus when we are doing the holy work.
有这个牛的精神呢。
We must have the spirit of the ox.
啊，这里啊，有一位执事。
Deacon
啊，我是住在阿根廷那边啊。
A deacon was in
Argentina. 听说他的癌症啊扩散了。
And he was in the first stage of cancer.
啊，扩散了，扩散了啊。
It spread all around.
啊，大家都很担心他。
Everybody was so worried about him.
我收到这个消息。
And I got this message.
啊，我打电话给他。
And I phoned him.
太太来接电话。
His wife.
我说，
哎，
请问某某执事呢，在哪里现在？
I asked him, oh, where is he now?
他说他去访问呢。
And he is staying with the members.
Going to visit church members.
Going to visit the members.
我说他不是最近很不舒服吗？身体癌症已经有点好像要扩散这样的，他还去访问呢。
Wasn't he so sick from the cancer?
他说哎呀没有办法，他说他们太太说他就是要去。
And his wife said, oh, he just go and he still wants to visit the members.
还有了年底了，那个阿根廷叫献堂了，他要每天去教会啊看那个工作那个会堂的整修啊，看看有没有做好。
And he went every day to see to watch over the building of the church.
他说没办法，放不下。
He does not want to leave this work alone.
哇，我听到这个他太太这样讲，我心中真的觉得很惭愧啊。
And when I heard this, I felt ashamed.
如果今天是我生病。
If today I was sick,
我可能在等别人访问我。
I'll probably just wait for someone to visit me.
可能等别人来安慰我啊。
I'll wait for someone to comfort me.
但是这位执事。
But this deacon.
他虽然自己得到那么重的病。
Although he was so sick.
但是他还可以走路。
He still can walk.
他说他要去关心别人啊。
Therefore he want to visit others.
啊，另外一位执事在澳洲。
And other deacon
in Australia.
Australia.
他们在办神训班的时候。
And when we are holding the seminars.
啊，别人呢、啊、到 holiday 啊都是用来啊回台湾啊回香港啊回马来西亚的。
For others they use the holidays for for their travel.
但是他的 holiday 用来做什么的呢？
His holidays he uses.
他说他把那个一年啊那个 holiday 啊他存起来啊，帮忙教会有什么圣工人员讲习会啊神训班的时候啊可以用啊，可以来带那些学生。
He saved all his holiday to help out the holy work.
真的听了让我也是觉得自己很惭愧。
When I heard about this, I feel ashamed as well.
他读医科的时候。
When he was studying for as a doctor.
别人都会想说念哪一个医科的专门的比较赚钱。
Everybody was thinking, oh, we should be the specialist so that we can earn more money.
可能有念整形的。
Someone will learn about
cosmetic surgery 的，好，那我最赚钱了。
Because that one was really earn money.
有人念这个小儿科的，那个也很赚钱啊。
And someone learns about childhood.
有人 pediatrician 啊，有人念这个 family doctor 的。
The family doctor.
但是他念什么？他是念这个，他念那个专门做这个 emergency 的，那个急救的。
And he learned about emergency.
他有人就问他了，你为什么念这个
？And someone asked him, why do you learn this？
这个时间又长。
This you spend a lot of time。
啊，又压力又大。
And you have a lot of pressure。
在医院上班，钱又不多。
And the money does not come a lot。
为什么读这个
？Why do you choose this one？
他说，哎，你们不知道。
You does not know。
虽然我这个工作很辛苦啊。
Although I'm working so hard。
但是呢，这个工作啊比较 flexible。
But this work was more flexible.
因为是长时间 on shift, 我可以跟着调 调动那个税法，所以教会有什么圣工啊，我就可以找到调了，让这个那个 weekend 啊，什么圣工啊，都可以参与啊，都可以帮助啊。
Therefore, I could help out more in the church.
啊，所以真的是很有心。
This is a really hard.
我们请看箴言第十四章第四节。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言第十四章第四节。
Proverbs chapter 14.
Verse 4, 箴言第十四章第四节。
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 4.
这里说家里无牛啊，灶头干净，土产增多，乃凭牛力。请读。
It says, where there are no oxen, the manger is empty, but from the strength of an ox comes an abundant harvest.
这里啊，告诉我们呢，教会的家里啊，这个发展呢、啊，跟牛有直接的关系。
It says, it tells about the families.The expansion of the family relates have great relation with the oxen.
但是属灵的家就是教会了。
And the spiritual the family is church.
教会有没有发展呢
？When we can see if the church is prospering.
土产代表什么
？What does it mean to have more harvest?
土产代表教会的增长。
It refers to the numbers of people in the church.
这个增长可以说是属灵的，大家的属灵的增长。
The increasing in the number means in the spiritual increasing.
也可以代表说那个人数的增长。
It can also refer to the numbers.
就是有没有慕道者啊，有没有新受洗的啊。
We can see if we have new members or any true seekers.
如果一个教会土产常常增多的话，一定是里面很多牛。
If a church that has a lot of dust, then it means there are a lot of oxen in it.
因为没有可能是自然有的，一定是有人在做工，有人在带领，有人在培养，有人在牺牲，这个土产才会出来。
It won't just appear. There must be people working hard on it.
这个是很实在的，种田很实在，没有得骗的，不是炒股票。炒股票哦，买对了哦，自然就升值；买不好的，但种东西就是多少的努力，要生产多少东西啊。
Farming is different from the stocks.We have to do the work before we get the harvest.
所以如果土产很多，一定有很多牛。
Therefore, when we got abundant harvest, there must be lots of oxen.
相反也是一样，相反也是 opposite.
And in the opposite is the truth.
如果没有什么收获的话
，If we don't have anything,
很可能啊，这个家没有几条牛。
There might be no oxen in it.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
没有人牺牲。
Because nobody willing to sacrifice.
没有人出力。
Nobody willing to do anything.
所以都没有土产了。
Therefore, we don't have any harvest.
所以啊，这个四活物啊，提醒我们第二个就是要像牛这样的牺牲。
Therefore, the four living creatures tells us we must do like an ox.
牛呢，就是会做，但是不会讲。
Ox is like they do a lot of work, but they do not say anything.
啊，我们看那个帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十一节。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十一节。
First Thessalonians verse four, chapter four verse 11.
啊，主耶稣就是像这样。
Jesus was like this.
啊，第十一节。
Verse 11.
啊，又要立志做安静人，办自己的事，亲手做工，正如我们从前所吩咐你们的。这里保罗啊，劝勉呢，帖撒罗尼迦教会啊，大家要做安静人。
Here in Paul tells the church members in Thessalonians to be silent.
啊，就是说啊，不是说不讲话是安静哦。
Does not mean that to be not saying anything means.
并不是说啊，我们来到教会都弟兄姐妹都不要讲话。
It does not mean that we do not say anything in the church.
这里就是说我们的言语寡少，但是我们做事情，但是不一定会张扬。
And it just means like when we do the things, we don't have to tell everybody.
主耶稣都不讲自己的。
Jesus never talks about himself.
就是安静的去做。
He just do everything so quiet.
都是别人替他讲的。
It was all others telling about him.
这个土产长出来，大家就会知道啊，这个牛在工作了。
When the harvest comes out and we know the ox is has do his work.
啊，所以有人说啊，不要学鸡生蛋了，鸡的生了两颗蛋了，就咕咕咕咕咕就叫了，哦，让人家知道我生蛋了，我生蛋了。
Therefore, do not learn like the chicken that when they lay down, it lay the eggs.
啊，但是牛了，哇，做到死，做到老，做到都做完，自己玩，自己奉献出来。
Therefore, the ox just do his work for his whole life.、
啊、所以这个牛很重要。
Therefore, this oxen was so important.
但是很重要啊，这个牛也要做对的牛。
It was important to become the right ox.
啊，要做乳牛啊，可以扎奶了。
We need to be the one that provides milk.
家畜的牛啊，可以耕田的。
Or to become the ox that is able to farm.
但是不要做斗牛啊，不要那种西班牙那种。
Don't do like the one in.
如果家里很多斗牛的斗牛的话，也没有土产，也是没办法。
If you become the ox like that, you have nothing.
要做这个同心合意的家里的一起啊，为这个神的田呢、来做工来牺牲的这个牛啊。
We need to be work for the Lord and working together to farm the church.
好，我们早上讲到这里哦。
And we're gonna end here.
好了，我们现在先同心祷告来结束早上的课程。
Let's pray all together.
哈利路亚，奉主。